Rahman Rahim. Today we look at Surah 99, which is the Surah of Al-Zilzal. Gets the name from is the first ayah, which is إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. As far as Shan al-Nuzul is concerned, as you would see, the Surah doesn't contain anything which fits anything in history. So, in fact, most of the Mufassir are quiet. They don't have any Shan al-Nuzul. Where it was revealed, like all other Surahs, there are differences. Some people say it was revealed in Makkah, others say Medina. Though more strong or more hadith say it was revealed in Medina. The Surah starts, and it is regarding one of the signs or description of the hereafter or the day of Qiyamah. The Surah says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. إِذَا, as we all know, when. زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ. زُلْزِلَ comes from زَلْزَلَ. The passive form زَلْزَلَ is to shake, to quake. So زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ, when the earth is shaken or made to quake. Zilzalaha, it's quaking or it's shaking. Now it's common in Arabic to say the rain is raining, though in English we don't say the things like that. Or the earth is made to shake, or the earth is made to shake, it's shaking. Or even it can be said, you can say the earth is made to shake, a shaking. Zilzalan, for example. That would show that this shaking is not like other shaking. It is a specific shaking. When you add the pronoun, it's pronoun ha here referring to the earth. So it's made to shake, it's quaking, or it's made to shake this special, it's shaking. This is not like any ordinary quaking. This is a quaking, which is a special quaking, a great shaking. So it's made to, so the earth will tremble or quake, or shake, made to shake. Special shaking, a shaking which is extremely strong, not like all other quaking. What will happen when it quakes and when it shakes on that day? وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْعَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. أَخْرَجَ, from خَرَجَ we know, the fourth form, أَخْرَجَ will bring out, or put out, sent out. أَخْرَجَتِ الْعَرْضُ, the earth will send out, or put out, throw out. أَثْقَالَهَا. أَثْقَال is the plural of either thikl or thakal. Both coming from thakula, means to be heavy, or anything that is weighty, a burden. If it is thakal, then it means like something. Thakal is the furniture and the possessions that we have. A man has called thakal anything that weighs on him. In fact, if you look at a nomadic life, I mean all your possessions, nowadays we may not sort of think of them as burden or heavy things. But if you look at nomadic life, yes, when they are moving around, people have to carry all these things. So that is a burden. It's some sort of heavy weight that you have always got to take around with you. And thikl is also, for example, an unborn child in the mother's womb is also thikl. Baby being carried by the mother. So here, أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. أَثْقَال is the plural of thikl. So the earth will throw out its weight or its burden, whatever it is carrying. Now what is it that it is carrying? The rest of the ayahs fit with what, I mean, anything that is in the earth, that is the dead bodies, bodies that have been buried in the earth, people who have died, so the dead people will come out of the earth. Though others of the Mufassirs have said, because of some ahadith, that this refers to the matters, the precious metals like gold and silver and all everything else that is there in the earth. Things for which we are sort of fighting in this world. Everybody is busy collecting these things. These things will be thrown up by the earth. Showing that these are the things that you spent your life, you wasted your life for. But the more befitting thing is bodies, because the rest of the ayahs sort of are in harmony with that thing, that earth will throw out its weight, that is the dead corpses which are buried in it. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ, an insan and man will say مَا لَهَا. Now the phrase مَا لَهَا, or whenever you say مَا لَهَا, مَا لَكَ, مَا لِي, Means, what's wrong with me? Mali, for example. Malaka, what's wrong with you? You are not acting your normal. What's wrong with me? I'm not normal. I don't feel normal. So, Malaha, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with this earth? It's not acting, it's normal. I mean, it's not behaving as it have, we are used to it behaving. Calm and all this. No, it is here, there's this shaking and all this. And throwing out its innards, its whatever is inside it. What's wrong with men, will say. Now, who are these men? There are hadiths which say that these men are the kuffar, because the kuffar are sort of unbelievers of the hereafter, and this is the beginning of Qiyamah. So they will say, now, what's wrong with the earth? I mean, why is it behaving like this? It's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to act like this. Though we have other hadiths from Shia sources which say that this is Imam Ali asking her, what's wrong with you? And then the earth replies that this is what Allah has sort of given me the power, and today I'm going to tell whatever has happened to me, as we see, happened on me, as we see later on. But as far as the ayah itself is concerned, here Al-Insan is mankind, everybody, whether it's a believer or non-believer. I mean, this is not an ordinary incident. It's like, for example, when you see something abnormal, you say, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with him? You're not asking him. You're just expressing your surprise. So people are extremely taken by surprise, saying, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Men, people start asking, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with the earth? And what's wrong with it is, يَوْمَيْرٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, it will tell its news. يَوْمَيْرٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. It will tell whatever it knows, its khabar, its akhbar, its news. Now, what are these akhbar? From the hadith we see that this akhbar is everything that has happened on it. All the actions that we have done, the earth will speak about it. Now, how it will speak, I mean, there are a lot of sort of interpretations. People say there is, when we say that the earth is speaking, we don't mean it's speaking in the sense of that we are speaking, but just show everything will be clear, everything will come out openly, everybody can see what has happened on it. Now that is how earth speaks. Or others say, no, it will actually speak the way we speak. There will be a voice coming out saying, so it so happened. Whatever the meaning is, everything that has happened on it will be evident. Everybody will know about it. Everything we have done, everything everybody has done since the earth was created. يَوْمَيْذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Because the earth, as we know, I mean, it is the place where everything happens. So it will tell everything that it knows, or whatever is its news. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Now this is because that رَبَّكَ, your Lord, has revealed unto it. Now revealed here is according to most, and that is what befits the sort of context as well, is that it has been given the permission by Allah to do so. So Allah will give it the permission, and it will tell or show whatever happened on it. Everything that has happened. And the last two ayahs actually, the last two ayahs will show what is these things that have happened. And the other thing is, يَوْمَيْذٍ يَكْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Now this ayah sort of shows, is an interpretation, this afkal that earth is throwing out is not sort of precious metals and all these things, but it is actually mankind. يَوْمَيْذٍ يَكْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On this day, people will start going in groups, so that they will be shown what they have done. Yasduru literally is sadaram, is when the camels, after having water, you see, reaching a watering place, having drank their water, they disperse. So it means disperse. And from this we have in modern Arabic, sadirat and waridat. Sadirat is something that is the exports of a country. And waridat is that is waradat is to, that comes into a country. But literally, originally the meaning is Varada is when the camels go to a watering place, and Sadara is when they come out or disperse from the watering place. So here يَوْمَيْذٍ يَسْدُرُ النَّاسُ. People will disperse أَشْتَاتًا in groups, so that they may be shown their actions. لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So so that they may be shown, a'malo, plural of a'mal, a'mal, so that they may be shown their actions, what they have done. So some of the Mufassirs have said that this does not relate to sort of coming out from the grave, but going, dispersing from wukuf. Wukuf is on the day of Qiyamah, from traditions we find that once you come out of your grave, you go to a gathering place. Wukuf is also in Hajj, when you have wukuf, everybody goes to Muzdalifah and come together. On the day of Qiyamah also it is said that everybody, when they come out of the graves, they will go to a big plain. Then they will be told, or whatever is their sort of position, whether hell or heaven, or question and whatever answer, then whatever is happening. And from there, they will disperse to their appropriate places. Those who are going to hell, to hell; to those who are going to heaven, and so on and so forth. So they say that this is dispersing from wukuf. يَوْمَيْزِنْ يَسْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاثًا, in groups. Those who are going to heaven, in their group; those who are going to hell, in their group, and so on. And heaven also has got many other, many stages, and hell also has got many levels. So everybody in their sort of group going to their appropriate place, so that they may be shown their actions. And when it means shown their actions, we also sort of use this. You don't actually see your action, but you see the result of your actions. So if you see heaven, that is the result of your actions, like seeing your action. And if you see hell, it is the result of your actions, and this is as if you are seeing your actions. Just as we say that if you do bad, you will see what happens, or you will see your actions, or the result of your actions. Whereas others, using this ayah and many other ayahs in the Quran, have said actually the actions we do will have actually a form. They will come up as a material form. We'll be able to see them in some form. Now what this form is, not sort of very clear, or very, it's not very easy to define. But from what we understand from this ayah, either we take it, means whenever it says that you will see your actions, it means the result of your actions, then it is clear, there's no need to sort of go further. Or we take them literally and say that actually our actions will be transformed into some sort of material or some sort of form, which we will see actually. And that, in many ways, we'll come to some other ayahs, many ways explains many other things. Though there is no harm in saying you'll see the result of your action, because even if these are forms, there are also results of your action, and that is easier to understand. So on that end, that's why I think that, for example, this thing when it says وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, it is the dead corpses, and they are here, it is not from wukuf, but they are coming out from the earth, coming out from the graves. يَوْمَيْزِ يَسْدُرُ النَّاسُ, they are coming out in groups together so that they may be shown what they have done. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, and whoever does a mithqal is a way of, you see, when you have a balance, you put some weight on one side and the other thing to be weighed on the other. Mithqal is this, the weight you put on one side. And so anybody who has done mithqal dharratin, a weight of dharra, in original sort of classical Arabic, in modern Arabic, the meaning comes from the original classical, so it's an atom. But in original classical Arabic, when you have a beam of light coming into a dark room, you can see dust particles floating in the air, in this beam. These dust particles, each one of them is a dharra. And this is sort of the smallest particle you can see. Anyone in dust, I mean, it says that if you put your hand on the ground and take it out, there are small particles. Each particle is known as a dharra. So anybody, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, anybody who has done an action, the weight of this small, tiny particle, خَيْرًا, a good action, yara, he will see it. It won't be wasted, he will see it, no matter how small it is. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, and whoever does an atom weight or a small particle weight of bad, he will see it. It won't be sort of lost. It's all being sort of captured somewhere. So from there, I mean, taking it from there, Imam Ali has got a khutbah in Nahjul Balagha in which one of the lines says that do not leave an action because you think it is very small. Even if it's a good action, even if it's tiny, don't leave it because you think it is too small. Because on that day Allah will bring out even this tiny act of good, you will profit with it. You will gain, it will be in your account. You will benefit from it, no matter how small it is. So because something is very small, say, who is going to do it? Too small. Who is going to bother about it? Don't leave an action because of its smallness. And there is another khutbah in which he says that any act which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because any act, only Allah only accepts acts from the muttaqeen or those who have taqwa. Any act that is accepted by Allah, no matter how small it is not small, because Allah has accepted it, that means it's really big. So do not leave an action just because you think it is small, or do not commit a sin because you think it is small. Because on that day you are going to see it, no matter how small it is. So this, and that is the end of the surah. Thing that we learn from this surah is that everything we do, everything, there are two. So one is that we are going to see it. The other thing is that the art is going to tell us about it. How it does, whether by the voice or by showing it, it's going to show us, tell us. We are going to know, or everybody is going to know. It's not that we tell it to anybody who has done it, but everybody will know what everybody has done, where everybody stands. In fact, this is very clear from the Quran, that there's another ayah as well, that on that day the eyes will be extremely sharp. Things you can't see today, for example, things that are within me, my thoughts, these, all these things that you can't see today, on that day eyes will be very sharp, and you will be seeing things you can't see here. So everything, everybody will know. When somebody is good, they will know if he is good. Why he is good? Because his good actions are there, the art will speak about it, and they will be brought out, and for him to see and for everybody to see. So let us sort of not forget that everything we do is being recorded somewhere. And obviously we cannot do anything outside this art. It records it. And as we all know from other things that the malaika records, so everything we do, whether in secret or in open, everything is being recorded for and being stored for one day to be shown to us. And we will see it, no matter how small it is, how big it is, not being lost. And we shall see it, either benefit from it or suffer loss from it. Wassalam. If there are any sort of questions, go further. Or any clarification. But this is one of the, as far as the Arabic, the language is concerned, one of the simplest surahs to understand. The small surahs. No word is difficult. Simple, even I think after coming out of the madrasa, you may come over the words that are in this surah.